Oh, I said in the introduction, we should have a segment with you every day.
Oh, I think that would be wonderful. I'd be happy to give you tips on how to keep up inner peace.
This is probably the most precious commodity that Americans can find. Military problems in Iraq, economic problems, you name it, a snow on Long Island in April. I mean, we've got enough stress. How do you de-stress us, Debbie?
In 25 seconds or less, change your perception. We can't control what happens to us, but we can become more positive. And my book has 29 life situations and how to de-stress for each one. You got to put your mind and body into it. So I'll give you meditations, emotional tools, and a physical fitness workout to complement each theme. Kind of like the other book we were talking about, to increase your focus.
Yes. All right. Now, this is something interesting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've always believed that physical exercise is important to relieve stress, and now we know scientifically that works, right?
Yes. Not only does it relieve stress, it helps you organize your day in a healthy way. It reverses the clock, and it gives you more energy. So when you're always tired and you can't do your work and you feel overburdened, when
yeah.
you exercise, you are stronger, have more focus, and you have more energy.
Now, in the title of the book, it says straight away, so you know we're going to be talking about this throughout the book. It's not just your body and your mind. There is a soul, and I don't want to get theological or religious, but there is a soul quality to every human being. How do you help people get in touch with it, nurture it, and keep it alive to move you forward with the body and the mind?
I think if we do something kind every day, we are spiritual. It doesn't have to be limited to a church or to a synagogue. Meditation is helpful, doing volunteer work, even holding the door for an elderly person. That's wonderful. Do something kind and don't tell anybody about it.
Well, now, that's the other thing, right? It really feels good when it's an anonymous kind act.
Mm-hmm. Because you're doing something out of love of humanity, out of compassion, and not about your ego. You know, we're in a war now, and we've got all these other issues because of ego. Well, take your ego out of it.
You know, you mentioned in the very first remark that perception is key to how we feel about the external world, right? We apply a perception to something that happens, correct?
Mm-hmm. And we can change that perception if it's negative and look at things in a more positive light. One tool that I know you use is humor. And through humor, you take the sting out of events and you objectify it. I mean, pretend your life is a sitcom and don't take yourself so seriously. If it were happening to someone else, you'd be laughing.
May I say, now this is what, to me, is the best thing so far. Everything you've said has been great. But people need to get this. We've been told, don't take yourself so seriously. Try to let go a little bit. Every consequence is not world-ending, but we live in a society that kind of portrays them that way, you know. Everything from taking your vitamin pill on time to shutting off the house light before you go to sleep and putting out the cat, they make it sound like it's the end of the world. Learning that day-to-day activity is not the end of the world helps de-stress you, doesn't it?
Exactly. And I think going along with what you were just saying, learning something new every day is so stimulating. It could be a word someone says to you in the street, because nothing deadens your heart and your soul like routine.
Right.
We have to live a little bit on the edge, get out of the box, let out of our inner child. This is wonderful. It's liberating.
Can I tell you, on Monday mornings, we have a school bus stop right on the corner where I live in Plainview. And they're just droopy. The moms are droopy. The kids are droopy. Everybody's droopy. And, of course, today it was cold and windy. It's starting to flake snow on us. And I always make it a point for myself. It feels good. I say hello to everybody when I pick up the paper. How we doing? How's school today? Hi, Mom. And you would be surprised, the little light bulbs that go on with the reciprocal smiles. And I go back in the house. I do not know one of their names. They do not know me. They know me as the guy with the newspaper. But it is contagious when you smile and you try to, as you say, get outside of your routine.
Right. And you're not inhibited. And you're creating this good spark in the world, like we were speaking about spirituality. And smiling, just turning the corners of your mouth up your serotonin level. Not many people know that.
You see? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm just, that's great. It also has less muscles to smile than it takes to frown. I remember that one.
Exactly. So, Dad, put these tips in the book. Physical, emotional, spiritual. I have original meditations and affirmations. And if you visit my website, turnonyourinnerlight.com, you can see the book and subscribe to my free newsletter, which provides weekly tips and affirmations.
Can I just, 1 second, by the way, I hope everybody wrote that down. Turn on your...
Innerlight.com.
Okay.
Right.
Can I ask you a completely unrelated question?
Okay.
Do you love going to the beach? You see these seagulls. They're flying around. It's all seagulls. They go in like a big group. I don't know what they call them, but they fly in unison. Have you ever seen them?
Yes. Yes.
Are seagulls beautiful? Just awesome? Do they remind you of all the good feelings of the beach? Even on a horrible snowy day, when I hear people talking about Jonathan Livingston seagull, you know what I mean? It's an uplifting feeling, isn't it?
Nature is beautiful. The ocean is eternal, and it corresponds to our own rhythm.
You know, you're
and
just too
getting
good.
Out in nature is terrific.
You're too good. You're a motivational speaker as well as an author. Turn on your innerlight.com. Debbie Mandel from right here on Long Island. Thank you. Gallagher's next, then Seagull. W-L-I-E.